And everything does interconnect. And even here, a new person, when they, let's go for this article again, just to kind of
go for it.
Refresh history. You know, some, you have like, I still call the people Fudsters. That just, it makes sense to me. It doesn't matter if they're supposedly in this community or out of it in another community. If they love it, if they hate it, if they're putting negative, to me, that's a Fudster. I don't care what it is. They're a Fudster.
But people go,
oh yeah, that's not new news. Why are you posting old news?
Because
then they'll do the same to make a point.
Yeah, there's people that haven't been here for 3 years or 4 years. Like, I've been here for 3 years and I didn't know about OpenCoin. I've been here for 3 years and I didn't know about Poly. Well, does that make me a criminal? Does that make me like a person that doesn't know anything, or I shouldn't be on YouTube? Like, no. Everybody's entitled to their own train of thought, and let everybody be themselves. If somebody asks a question, you don't just jump on them and call them a retard. No. You give them the opportunity to express themselves so that you can give them an answer. Just because maybe they might have been wrong doesn't mean you got to jump on them. Oh, you're crazy, bro. Like, go. That's not the right way to go about it. Because this is a market where everybody's learning. We're the one percenters, right? That's what they say.
Exactly.
But what happens with mass adoption? We're going to have a bunch of re-reads all over the place? No. It's just people that don't have the knowledge of cryptocurrency, period.
Exactly.
But we got to get used to this because not everybody has that train of thought. And we got to respect it. But we don't have to deal with it, period.
Exactly.
I just wanted to add that. So go ahead.
No, that was perfect. And I thank you for adding that. That was very important. I think it needs to be understood. You know, I want to add to that just before I go into the point of this, the Ripple really quick. I had a discussion, a private direct message from someone earlier. And the entire reason, just to give a little history of me, to know the past is to know the future. Hold on 1 second. My throat's drying out.
You want me to XRP you some water or what?
If you don't mind, it'll be very quick.
A couple drops.
But to, it was kind of similar to what you just said. I had a private message with someone and they're like, man, there's so much, why is there so much hate from people, even in the title of their name, which even CKJ has mentioned. So it's pretty cool to, not cool about the people, but it's pretty cool that people are beginning to see this, that there's a lot of fake people, because don't trust the name, trust what they say. Because a lot of people can do what they call like a character, it's called a character assassination, where they don't know someone, they don't care to know someone, they just destroy that person's credibility to people who don't even know them. And then people start hating them and they have no legitimate stance on why.
And you know
just,
what?
Oh, you know, this person said that and I trust that person. I'm not gonna even question, I'll blindly believe them. But if they would question that the way they question that stranger, then they would see that everything that was a misleading, it was a misinterpretation for whether it was a good or bad intent to be negative or positive.
Correct.
But
the sad part about this whole thing is that people are embarrassed to even reach out and ask a question because they think they're going to look bad. And that's wrong. So exactly I'm here to tell you.
Exactly right.
And you can ask anybody that's tried to reach out to me to ask me a question. If you have a question and you feel like, oh, I can't ask because it's dumb. No question is dumb. You didn't. Okay. First of all, when you were born, you didn't know how to read. You were laying on your back, and you didn't move your arms or your head or nothing. So there's a basis to learning. You start from scratch, and then you get to where you need to be. There's no stupid question. If you have a question, you ask. So don't let pride or anything like that get it. Don't let it, how do you say that, intimidate you?
Exactly. Well said. Well said.
You follow the right people, because just like you're learning, I'm learning. I have more experience, but I can give that experience to you as best I can. You know, there's only so much we can do, and that's understandable. But I respond to everyone, and you can ask anybody that follows me directly. You can check my comments. I comment even if it's a comment that you would consider negative, I still respond to it, and I explain to you, hey, look, what's the reason for that? Why do you think that? I don't just like ignore it. Because everybody deserves some sort of recognition. There's a reason why that person's like that. Now,
exactly,
let's not shift too far from it. And go ahead, Dad. Just wanted to put that in there.
I'll finish mine. I didn't mean to. We keep getting so caught up. But I think the reason that we do, and other content providers, get a little bit passionate about this point. I think it's actually worth stopping like the information for a second to make a point. Because like you said, there are new people watching. They don't know the difference. And if they go, let's say, for example, a lot of the YouTube, like our content, all of us content providers, we typically are going to use other outlets. The biggest one, and for example, in my source, probably half of mine and half of any other content provider, the promoting of your channel and the communicating of people, because you can't do it on YouTube, is through Twitter. So a lot of new people are coming through there and finding Twitter or vice versa. And like you said, they're getting so intimidated because they ask a question. Because here's my thing. Let's go back to the beginning. The whole reason I started my channel is because of this. You know, I'm going to give CKJ the credit with that. He kept saying, you know, you got some information, share it, start a channel. I'll promote you.
He got me with that too. I mean, CKJ is a bomb. I'm telling you.
He is. I don't care what the community says. Look at around the community. Arthur, I'm going to speak for me personally.
Arthur Brittle. Arthur Brittle. And he just branched us off because honestly, most of the content creators that are in the space right now were brought up with his boost in confidence. Because he was the beginning of it. And it all started with him making small little videos. And I saw his back in the day videos and they're funny. They're super funny.
Yeah.
But to how far he's gotten and how he can take something so small and make it, like I said, everybody makes mistakes in life. Everybody's made them and not everybody's proud of them.
Yeah.
But it's already out there. Everything that ever happened, whatever, it doesn't matter. Point is, we move on from that. And look how many people are flourishing. Look at Venture, you, me, Viking, Catherine, Peru. Like everybody is just like within our own circle. Like we all like build each other up. And then we have like Deshaun and we have Alcoin and we have, One Real Freak. And that's just the basic group that pretty much lifts everybody up. And we kind of like make that. We earn that respect between each other. You know, people try to rip that apart because if I want to ask Alcoin something, I'll go straight to him and I'll ask him. I don't care that I have 3 years in the market. I'm not embarrassed. If I don't know something, I don't know something, right? Yeah. And that's why the Bullish family, that's why I always say Bullish family number one. Yeah, number one, because we can resort to them for anything and they don't judge. They're not like, oh, look at this guy, bro. Like, no.
Yeah.
There's no need for that.
There's no man. There's no woman. There's no old. There's no young. There's no skinny. There's no heavy. Yeah. It's just a little community family right there for the support for investing. But the short thing, I keep getting sidetracked. I apologize. Again. I'll go straight to the point and be done with this.
Hold on,
A lot of people they get frustrated. Okay. So like in my direct message today, I get a few of these, but I'm going to be specific. I'm not going to name because obviously that's confidential private, but this person had written me, and they're very intelligent. They're very successful. They're very financial. Like, they're doing really well on a normal standard for anyone's standard. This person directly wrote me, and they were concerned because there were a couple of FUD art. Again, you know my keyword FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, doubt. To me, someone who puts negativity, that's creating fear, uncertainty, doubt. To me, negative is in the FUD category. We're investors. It doesn't matter what level. If you invest, if you have one XRP or if you have 1 million or 1 billion XRP, it's on percentages. It is what it is. So to me, FUD is a negative. Someone's negative, just call it FUD. I don't need to label it and break it down and cause additional stress or thought with me. It just throws it in a sense of the paper shredder. When I see FUD, boom, paper shredder. It goes into my mind in that category. This person wrote me today. There were two or three different articles from, you know, credible sources that all of us have shared as in positive stuff, but they were written so much. This person said, should I be concerned? Should I sell all my XRP? Is this thing, you know, are we okay? And I said, you know, give me a second. Like, let me read the articles and then respond. After reading the first one, I was like, oh my goodness. But again, understanding that we do so many hours of research every day, every week, every month, every year, that we have so much that in my mind, like the FUD that comes out is actually more of a confidence booster, but I know my level of research is completely different. The knowledge I have of this community is so much different than somebody who's new or somebody, even if they've been here a while, they said, oh man, this is a good opportunity. I want to dump money in this. One day it's going to be huge. I'm just going to sit there and hold it. That person doesn't have time to research, or that person doesn't care to research. They just saw an opportunity, which is really what this whole thing is about. the great wealth transfer. And a lot of people don't realize in the great wealth transfer, in my category, my mental thought with that is a two-part deal. You have the great wealth transfer. What part of that is meaning is you have the millennials coming into an inheritance, literally, of the greatest wealth in the history of mankind, transferring into the millennial generations, you know, their bank accounts, their inheritances, their, the money like, they're going like, to start having.
That was amazing. That was amazing. You sounded like you just like, I don't know, like you just saw a bull running by or something. Because like, wow, you guys got that? This is DAD speaking. He's all sounds like Kobe. It's coming from this guy. Look at him. Look how happy he is. I love it. All right, you can continue. Sorry, I had to say.
Yeah, man, I don't mean to. That like, I think what it is.
Everybody needs to hear it. You're here to support the community as much as they support you. So if you feel like you need to say something, you say it because it's for them. Period.
And I think, okay, here's the short end of my thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. After going through all the articles, I got back to this person. I said, here, I'm going to break down every line. You know, it's going to be like it basically almost like a mini novel, but I broke down all of the things that I thought were critical that would cause that FUD. And I wrote it back and it said, here's the real meaning of that. And then the person at the end was like, wow, thank you. Like they could see like through my eyes for that moment and realize that those articles were just FUD. A thing that gets me, I think, so much is the sympathy, empathy, whatever. I've earned, like, not to go into me for a minute, but just to make a point, I've earned my way through life and to the point where I didn't have, like, that helping hand. Right. But I've been on the very, very bottom, and I've been on the very, very top of earning that. And I've chose a handful of times, like the Dalai Lama said, count your successes in your sacrifices. It's not so much the income, but and what you've sacrificed to where you are today.
So your time, pretty much.
Exactly. Like you, for example, you have the opportunity to take this money or you take that right choice. That's a sacrifice. But the point is with me, I think finance is such a big thing for people. Let me take a quick sip and I can get directly to the point.
Well, finance isn't easy to understand when you come from, because really, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but
No, go right ahead. Anytime. You know, we're a team here.
The financial side of it, it's really not people's fault. The system was kind of built for us to believe, in my opinion, guys, for us to follow a specific, there's a limit towards what we can do. You go to school, you earn an education, and you get a job, right? They don't really teach you money. They don't really teach you to listen. All those things come from your family. So if your family completely thinks differently, then you'll be on the right path in that scenario where it's the financial scenario. But if they all think, we can't do this because of this. No, we can't do this because of this. No, you're eventually stopping yourself or stopping that thought of abundance and being able to do more. Okay? So
that's true.
It's really based on your background. Now, it's very hard to get out of that. And this is why poverty, a high percentage that lives in, let's say, an area of poverty, they find it so difficult because it's a way of life. Now, there's others that are not like that, that have had to pick themselves up and made a decision to leave that behind. But that has to be on you. You kind of have to leave your comfort zone in that scenario. So that's kind of what he's breaking down now. And I just wanted to mention that so people get an understanding, because he went through a hard time. He decided to pick up his bags and go. I've been through hard times. I don't want to stay behind. I want to keep moving forward. So I hang out with DAD because I know he's giving me positive feed. And I hang out with, you know, any other example that you can give. But it's always people that want to see you doing better, want to see you doing good. Not the people that want to hold you back. Like you're excited. Oh man, look, I found this out. And I really want to invest it in. I have the information. And oh my God, that's a scam. Right there, they could shut you down or you can keep going.
Exactly.
So you got to follow what's in here. And then it'll fall into place. When you seek something, you find it. You know, just when it's there in front of you, don't hesitate and don't pull back because you think, oh, it's never going to happen. You're never going to get nowhere like that. So you got to get out of your comfort zone. So go ahead, Dad. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. And then the final point of that is the thing that has, for me, is such a passion. It's such a drive and it's such a, like a defense or a protective mechanism is when I see that happening, the manipulation of somebody who crushing that excitement and killing that drive to better somebody's self or to destroy that opportunity. Because what they're really doing is destroying hope, because that item right there has become that person's hope. For example, like a lot of us got into XRP because we understood the opportunity, the hope, the potential that this could do to change us, to change our family, to change even the family name for generations. The potential is there. But my final point is when somebody is earning their way, making a point, they've worked those hours. They can never, ever, ever get those hours back. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's out there creating FUD and destroying that person's hope, now what they've done is they've taken that time that they were paid and that value for that paycheck to be able to invest in that hope and that opportunity. You're doing more than crushing that person, or let's say they're doing more than crushing that person. They're creating their crushing their hopes. They're crushing their dreams. They're crushing their mental value of themselves by destroying that person's the opportunity for them to change their life, to better their family, to do more for their husband, or do more for their wife, or do more for their children. You know, even a light skit, you may not even have them. Do more for your dogs or your cats, you know? Some people, like, literally, they don't have family, so that's what they have. But then they still have a dream for that. I know, you know, some people is going to think that's silly, but if that's that person, to them, it's not silly. But they just want to do better. For them, they've worked those hard hours, those 40 hours, 60 hours, 80 hours, 120 hours. Man, the current business I started now, I wouldn't believe it's possible. I was working for 23 hours a day, sleeping for an hour, not even quite the hour. To one point, my wife said, look, you've got to stop because if you die building this business, what good is it? What you built, because the business is going to close down.
And we won't, but wait. Not only that, what about our daily news?
I mean, I'm talking the business specific. I'm going on 14 years. So it's pretty much past that. But for 18 months, I went through what you wouldn't believe is possible. My point is that there are people like that who are working those time. And this is the hard-earned money that they have saved aside. They've put in, they've invested in this. For example, another direct message, this person has said, actually, this wasn't even a direct message. It was on my open feed, on my Twitter feed. This person said, look, I've been holding for 2 years. I'm not going to go the name. I mean, he put it there for the world to see so anyone could actually go on my feed and they could see that. But he said, look, I've been invested for, no, not you. Okay. He said, I've been invested for 2 years. I'm done. I really expected by now, you know, that something would have happened out of this. Instead of going up, it went down. This person was over. And then there were actually people, literally, again, it's not, this specific one wasn't even private. People beneath responded like, look, I don't mind being mean. Sell everything that you got. Get out of this. Stop crying. This guy's like reaching out to a content provider.
That's not the way help. To do it.
Just, and then people were so cruel, immediately responding to them. I cannot comprehend that.
The one thing I'm going to tell everyone is if you have something to say where it's something drastic like that, and you want to reach out to a content creator because you're unsure of that, do it through a DM. I mean,
well said.
Honestly,
well said.
You want to keep things like that private because you know that people are malicious and they're like viruses. They stick to these things because everything's about social media blows up when there's something negative happening. People look for that. Oh God, I need my likes and I need my, no, like don't go into this with the view of social media at the top of your head. Forget about all that. You came in here to invest. You came in here to learn. The only reason why I did a Twitter was to see what's going on in the market. Then obviously CKJ pulled me in, then Peru and everybody. I grew like this this group of knowledge and incredible people that have accomplished so much. And, you know, I'm honored to be in here. Everybody has their own unique skill, and everybody defends themselves within their own reach. You know, like, they don't let you fall. If they see that you haven't been on in a couple of days, they'll call you. Hey, are you okay? Like, wow, really? You know, there's some family members that don't even do that. So it's really big when it comes to specific people and things like that. So always, you know, take the FUD with a grain of salt, and don't listen to it. If you're unsure of something, ask somebody. But somebody that you can ask on a personal level, somebody you made a relationship with, a friend, somebody that you can say something to and doesn't go out and like, okay, go kill yourself. Like,
yeah, that's pretty,
you know, and
pretty much pretty hard,
but that's how it is. You know how much I don't even look for that anymore. If I see FUD, I leave. If I see like drama, I leave. There's no reason for me to get into it. There really isn't. Yeah, if absolutely. You feel that way, if you feel like you need to say something, just point them my way. Hey, look, go to that guy. He'll give you an answer, right? Direct them the other way. You're going to do less damage. I mean, you're going to do more damage writing all that nonsense when you don't know what that person's going through. What if that person has a gun in their hand and they're about to blow their brains out? This is their last hope. Like, you don't know. You're not looking at them in person. That's just in general. And I'm glad we actually touched the subject and we got out of the whole what we were actually touching base with, because this is important. And thank you, Dad, for bringing it up, because I've seen it a lot. I've been dying to talk about it. And you kind of nipped it in the bud. I'm pretty sure whoever's watching has seen it happen. And whoever doesn't really like it, then that's fine. But it needs to be said, because at least for me, I have a lot of new followers that follow me because I'm genuine. So if you need to say something, like I was telling Dad, forget about the video. Forget about all that. We're here for a reason. We're here to build a community. We're here to build something that's going to progress, something that we go to get away and learn, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the whole reason we do it.
So I thank you, Dad, for bringing this up, and it's important. They need to hear it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to draw it out so far, but I, you know, it was just one of those things. It's on my chest. It's like, you know, this is a perfect moment. Let's just get it out.
How long have you been seeing this?
Which part? Well, our discussion, our current discussion?
Yeah, the viciousness and all that. How long have you
been? Oh, man, ever since I went onto Twitter.
why would you say that this is so long? There's so many people out there that need to hear.
I don't know. It's the first time, you know, and my channel, you know, just in case this is your first time meeting, Perez and I, GXRP Perez and I, my channel is 3 months on the 6th of, let's see, what month are we in? January, February 6th will be our 4th month. So we kind of went, I'm not exactly sure, I think maybe a couple of days, maybe a week or two. I'm not even sure the exact, how it syncs up with our Twitter, but the only reason it initially began for us with Twitter is because to talk to you or other content providers, you couldn't really do it through YouTube. So the only reason I actually opened a Twitter is to be able to talk to other content providers, because that was the only way to message them, to speak to them or talk to them if there was a conversation, or if somebody wanted you on your show, or you wanted them on your show, or whatever. And then it only began from there. It's like, you know, well, let's just share content. Oh my goodness. Like instantly, it's like so much. I'm trying to think positive on this one. It's like so much negativity. I think that's probably the kind word to put it right now. But, you know, from our channel, I can probably speak for you. You're probably almost like, you know, it's probably the same mentality. It's probably why we get along so well. I mean, there's no negativity on mine. And I was even attacked, you know, when I first opened my Twitter page. Me personally, attacked. This guy doesn't even know me.
And what did I tell you? I know. I even saw it.
I mean, this is crazy. But I was attacked for being kind.
Yeah.
This person is like, oh, what are you, like the saint? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, the only reason I started this channel is so I could help other people.
I think
like,
you're the
defeat
guru,
the FUD. And this guy attacks me for the entire reason I start my channel. So I learned like right away, if there's negativity, you know, I'm not even going to play around with that. It's going to be a block. I've only blocked 3 people. And I didn't personally take offense to them. The reason they were blocked is because they were being cruel to people looking for help on my channel. So again, that's why I think it became such a big like issue for me, like to you know, I don't mean to put it this way. It's not, but basically defending the people who came to my channel.
Of course. No, it's your territory. It's your channel. They shouldn't be,
you know what I mean?
Harassing them on your channel. I understand the whole concept. That's
but that was it. It wasn't so much what they said to me. I didn't take personal offense because I'm like, man, they're so wrong on like their description of me. It wasn't even offensive.
What did I?
But when they started attacking other people who were seeking help, like, I don't know where to turn. Like, is this going to work? Oh my gosh. If it's going to crash, I want to take my loss now and just be moved on. And again, here, I'm speaking at this very second for, you know, Perez and I. We're not financial advisors. We can't really give you financial advice. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the cliche, we're here for entertainment purposes only. But beyond that, what we're doing is sharing our knowledge. We're researching, sharing you know, everything that we speak, even like Perez said, you know, not that I doubt you, but let's pull it up. So even I can, you know, have a greater trust in you. But that's the whole point. You know what I mean?
How did we meet? And when we met, how did the whole thing go? I forgot how it happened. So if you can pinpoint exactly when, because I know we just started having small conversations and you asked me questions and I kind of just jumped in. And a lot of people that are on this CKJ stream, they know, they reach out to me. I've called people on New Year's that need help, you know?
Oh, okay. I got an answer for that. Were you going into that or did you want me to respond to how I met you?
I wanted you to respond.
Okay. I actually hearing you go into that actually reminded me exactly how we met. I'd been an investor for a little bit on a small scale because when I first came in, let's go with the XRP specific. I came in obviously through Bitcoin and then I had Litecoin, I had Ethereum, only through research. I have a friend in the USVI, United States, Virgin Islands. He said, hey, look, there's a coin that's coming out. My buddy's like a huge investor. He's made a lot of money and he's very successful. He said, there's a coin that's coming out. It's going to be on the market through Ripple. He's like, just search Ripple. I don't know the coin off the top of my head. He's like, you'll find it. And at the time, that was where the whole transition of them coming through. And it was like a process. If you're new today, you can take your pick. You know, not supporting someone, not getting paid by anyone, but say Binance or say Coinbase. It's a one-click thing. If you're coming in today, you can go, oh, like, perfect. This exchange, I can download the app. Yes. One click. It's connected to my bank to buy. It's connected to my bank to sell. It's a one click.
When we came in the market, we had to figure out the exchange and nobody helped you because nobody really knew about this stuff.
Yeah, there was nobody to turn to. Figured it out or you didn't figure it out. That's your two choices.
It took me 2 weeks to get 400 XRP. And now I do it in a second. Yeah, they tax you and they fee you, but that is the price of convenience.
Period. Oh, convenience. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just and overall, when you know the like where it's headed, it's really minimal. I don't do the trading. I'm totally amazed by the TA people who get it right. I'm totally amazed by the people who did the day trading. Like, I don't know all the technical terms for trading. It's not my thing. But I am blown away by the people who do amazing at it. It's not, again, because it's not my thing. I'm just overwhelmed and excited to see them as if it were me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you did it. That's amazing. It's exciting. I'm in for long term. From the day I got in, my deadline was like 2025. I was just holding for that period. That was my thing. And I'm excited to see the Ripple team saying 2020, it's going to begin. And so much, again, let's going back to the point we was making. When Perez and I were coming in, I mean, literally when I first come in, there was a 12-step process. It was not like a one click. It was a 12-step process.
It was crazy.
To be able to get your coin, transfer it, and then bring it back and put it in your storage. And you even know back then.
And try to figure out which exchange actually has it. When you're in a world that you don't know pretty much anything. So you could go into the wrong exchange, make the wrong deals, do the wrong. Bro, I don't even know. It was so difficult for me because I don't even want to revert back to it because it was like, I was breaking my head with it. I was breaking my head. And then I signed up to like six different exchanges. Like I promise you, I got so angry that I said, one of these exchanges is going to be the one in Kraken and Binance. Those were the my two first, Kraken and Binance. I didn't shift from those. And in Kraken, all you saw was like little Chinese numbers. And it was like, oh, a Ripple. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? And then I figured it out. But that's what we had to put in.
Oh man, it was not easy. Like if you're coming in today, you have no idea how easy you've got it right now. It's a, you know, again, a one step thing. There's at least some kind of security. And if I'm not mistaken, Binance and Coinbase are the only two that I'm aware of that even have some kind of a insurance like your bank. I forget the limits off the top of my head. I just remembered like, oh, they have it. And it's just, it's so much nicer. And even the price right now, I know a lot of people are frustrated, but if you're coming in right now, you're coming in at amazing prices that a lot of people didn't even get. And I mean, it's amazing.
We got such a long bear market that a lot of people just like, they said, you know what? I'm going to stay with my coin, but it was just so long and so harsh. Like, you know, when they say, oh, winter is coming. Like, yeah, like that. It was kind of like that. Like, oh, like, freaking forget about it. I got frustrated. I left for a year. I lost a ton of money. Tough. I passed the first bull run. The one where XRP shifted all the way up. I lost that opportunity because I wasn't paying attention to it at all. But know one thing. If you are not on top of your coins, let's say you do decide to get out. If you're not on top of it, the day it boosts through the roof, no, you're not going to find out about it. You're not going to read about it. Nobody's going to tell you about it. That's just the way the market works. I had no idea that the market blew up. I could have made a ton of money and it just shifted and then it went bear market again. Whoop, and I was done. It was cashed out. I lost so much money, but do I care? No, not really. It's a mistake that you learn from, you intake and you move on. But I wouldn't like to see other people go through that. So that's just me personally. And this is the reason why we're touching base on this.
Yeah. And then to get into that with the, if you were in it for long enough, you didn't know if it was going to be illegal. You were kind of like a little scared, like, okay, I'm holding this coin. Are the government's going to say it's illegal? Am I going to find out that it is legal? How do I protect this thing? Now today, I mean, it's legal and everyone, governments all over the world are like, yeah, it's here to stay. Everything's blockchain. We know it's not going anywhere. But that, as one of the beginning guys, you're like, should I get a lot? Should I get a little? I mean, if I get a lot, does that mean I'm going to serve more jail time? Like, you don't know. And then you're like, oh God, thank God it was legal.
No, my biggest excitement was the Ledger. The Ledger Nano, when it first came out, it was like, that blew up my head. I was like, I need one. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I got it. I was so excited. I was like, I was more excited for that than the crypto. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then to shorten the story, doing all of that, not having anywhere to go, like Perez said, not having anywhere to turn. You don't have anywhere to help because no one's doing it. Who are you going to talk to? You're the only one that knows about it. No one in your family knows. No one of your friends know. And we talked to them. They're like, oh, that sounds like a scam to me. You have nowhere to turn. So either way, I started searching after a few years, and that's when I stumbled on a couple of content providers, and then there was a huge like drama in the community, and people were saying this about the person, people were saying that about the person. You know, you come in, you don't know anyone, so now you're hearing names in the argument, so you're like, oh, you know what? I'll check them out. I didn't even know that people were even having YouTube videos or someone out there even knew about it besides me. So now that's kind of how I stumbled on, and I had met you. Perez, there was a lot of drama going on, so I check out everyone that the name that I heard in the drama, basically, to find out like, okay, did they know more people, or is there more people besides these guys who know? And it found me to XRP. And I was like excited, man. There's like, oh great, there's some kind of a crypto like digital asset community. Maybe they'll learn something that I didn't know, or at least talk to someone and share my feelings or like my fears or whatever. Going into the live stream, and I think it was CKJ's probably where I met you. And literally, I've been in a couple other streams, and I think at the time there was only two. There was Alex Cobb and like CKJ Crypto News. At the beginning, those are the only two that I'm even aware of for XRP at the time.
The two
different streams are like night and day. Like I like Alex, and I'm kind of biased. Obviously, I've been skating like professionally for half my life. And he was like, oh, talking about skateboarding. I'm like, oh, I'm hooked. I like this guy. He's Southern California. He skateboards. I like this guy.
You stick to what you can relate to.
So at the time, I mean, obviously there's the two major guys. So I went into the other stream. And for me, they were both the same. I didn't know any of them, obviously. And I'm like, whoa, this guy's really passionate. Like the stream, everybody's like friendly. This is crazy. So, you know, you kind of watch both of the shows. And you get hooked on one. And I think something came up, like you commented in the stream and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. Let me say, what's up? And then we kind of like back and forth and you watch a couple of shows and say hi again another time. And then we start talking and we're like, oh, cool. Hey, let's talk, man. Let's get to, you know, kind of build a friendship, like a little family there, you know?
Was,
and then
it was simple.
Step by step.
Simple, step by step. And not only that, it was like, it just came natural. I mean, I don't push anybody away. Never, I've never done that. I'll just tell you to what extent, like your power is to a certain, a specific extent, you know? And, if I know something, I'll tell you, hey, okay, I'm gonna do my research because I have read about it. I know about it, blah, blah, blah. But if I have no idea about it, I'll tell you, like, hey, I don't know. I don't own this product. I've never looked into it. It's just a matter of being completely honest and not shifting them the wrong way, you know, being genuine. Give without expectation. If you want to give somebody something, you give it to them, but don't expect anything in return. A lot of people have that expectation for some reason. And I'll leave it to you. I just wanted to put those little details in there.
Yeah, I'm done. I think they get the point of that, and I kind of feel like that's off my shoulders. It's just basically, if you're new to this, the Twitter world, that's not a normal world. That's its own little universe. Don't judge anything by there. I mean, I've seen more negativity there than anything in my life. It's not even normal. It's not even natural, the things I've seen there. And I think a lot of it is too. The thing that I see with Twitter is you have the keyboard warriors. They hide behind the anonymity of the internet. They would probably not even talk to someone they hated as disrespectful in person. And forget it, like, not that somebody's going to fight them or be violent. That's not the direction of my thought. They just would have a little bit more etiquette and a little bit more consideration, even if they didn't like the person. But because they're on the internet, the Twitter world is, it doesn't show anything personal. Don't have a real name. They don't have a real picture. They don't do anything real. So their whole persona is already fake. It's already like just built up of someone that's not them. You have people like us. It's a real picture. It's a real person, you know?
You know what I see it as? I really think it's just like how many people are actually frustrated out there. Because, I mean, yeah. You can't really blame it on. This is how they release their stress, but they just don't realize how much they're causing pain. This is their outlet, but they're using that outlet in a wrong way because nobody's told them, yo, that's not right, bro, you know? And they haven't put that person in that same perspective. They see it as cool. So then they continue to bash on people, and people praise them. Oh, my God. Ah. Like, that's why they continue to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen even brothers that have come in with me and this and that, and I've introduced them, and I've seen how they respond to certain things, and I'm like, hey, look, that's not even classy, bro. When they do something like that, you respond with something that they can't have a rebuttal. Don't disrespect, because people see that, and the people that are actually genuine, they don't respect you anymore, because now you're responding with the same response that was negative to begin with. So you drop that conversation with a comment with respect and class. And I promise you, it'll get to the point where nobody messes with you. And nobody even wants to mess with you because they can't get anything out of you. You just don't, you don't assess that situation and take it into account. Like, you don't have to intake that debt. You don't have to hold that, you know?
Yeah.
You leave it as light as possible, because that's somebody frustrated in the world. That's somebody that needs help.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not even saying it because, oh no, their mommy's an addict or whatever, because they might be. But this is their outlet. So you can't really, you got to just take it on a cool level where you're not affecting those people that are frustrated mentally, because you don't know what they're going through at home. It could be a child. It could be an adult that maybe, you know, it's in a situation where they can't see a way out and they don't know how to approach. So you can't really be fighting negative with a negative. You know, you either leave it neutral, walk away, let them think about what they did, and boom, done. They know they can't mess with you anymore. And then they start to question it. So now you left them with a question in their head. And that's the main thing. You put these people to think. These people just charge, 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 charge. You keep fighting it, they're going to keep charging.
You know? Yeah. Well said, Perez. Well said.
I love these topics, brother. I love these topics because I, like you, everybody has a story. And I'm a firm believer of that. But I do want to fight for those people that believe they're alone, because they're not. If you have a question, if you want to reach out, if I'm in the moment and I'm in the power to do it, I will do it. And I have plenty of people to confirm that, you know?
Yeah. And I want to add one more thing. I think Perez nailed it. If you really have a concern, Do it in a DM. Yeah. Keep it private if you can. Sometimes out of emotion, you're just like, you're frustrated and you vent, and then it just turns something crazy.
Your venting triggers other people that need venting. So
exactly.
It's a cluster bomb.
Domino. Yeah, definitely a cluster.
When they feel like they won the argument, they never really win the argument because now everybody looks at you like a fudster. Like, oh, look at this guy. He's going to come over here and start. Nobody wants you around.
Yeah. Avoid and them. Then let me add one more quick thing.
Go for it.
In regards to the DM, if, you know, for example, in our defense and any content provider's defense, like, this is a blanket for every single content provider out there, because I also hear, let me add to that, the other side. Well, you know, I'm dying here. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I want to vent. I trust this person. So I DM them and they don't have time for me. Remember, like, as a content provider, we're new guys, but we get so many like messages. Remember, if they're a bigger content provider and they have thousands and thousands of subscribers, it gets really tricky. If somebody has, you know, take your pick, probably 100 or more, but even in the thousands, like 2,500, 10,000, 30,000, 100,000, they may not see your direct message.
So touch base on that.
This side, I'm defending all of the content providers for this one point. Keep in mind that they get so many, they may not see you. It's not that they're avoiding you. It's not that they're ignoring you. Not on purpose, I promise you. Because if you're a content provider, you love every single person who's following you or subscribed to you. You're trying to, that's like your family. Your fan base or your subscriber group. Is your support group. So don't be upset with, I don't care who your content provider is. It doesn't matter.
To touch base
on that. Don't be upset with them for that, you know?
To touch base on that, a content creator always has a, if you're on a live stream, they have moderators, right? If you're, private, then maybe it's a little easier to try to like pin it down. But when you're live, try to reach out to the moderators because there's a reason they're there. They're not just there to take away bad language. No, they're there to help the content creator support their group. Like, whoever's there is to be supported by the moderator. So that's their job. And that goes out to all the moderators. If somebody reaches out to you and you see that this person is not responding and you see it from the corner, don't just walk away from it. Assess it. Hey, what is it that you need? Maybe I could help. It's as simple as that. And it might be something very simple. Like, it might be something very difficult, but if you see that it's out of your hands, and point them to the right direction, because there's a ton of people that would love to help.
And that's well said.
You know,
well said. And I didn't even think of that. That's actually really good. You know, we're moderators and other content providers show too, because they trust us and they know we're going to be, you know, basically respond the way that they would. And that's kind of my thing. If I'm a moderator in someone else's group, obviously we're promoting like the Bullish family. That's kind of our support team.
That is our group.
So whenever we're like moderating for their channels, we're trying to keep it like the content like exciting for them too. Like, if somebody has an answer, the moderator, as Perez is saying, is they're basically there to assist the host of that show. They should all be on the same page, or he should probably get, or she could probably look at a moderator that might match their personality, meaning representing them. But if you're a moderator for that show, that's kind of your duty. Help. If somebody's reaching out, like Perez says, it's not just for blanking out like bad word, bad language, FUD, etc. They're there to help assist too. And I think that's what makes a great stream or a great show. I personally haven't really done a live show yet. Pre-recorded live, I guess you could call that. And I'm working into it. You're a pro at this, at the live stream. I've never done one. I'm a little nervous, you know.
I'm not a pro at nothing, right? I'm the one that's like in the corner, like thinking, like, what? You know, it all takes time. You gotta get away from the camera shy. We're working on that. We want to come up with other ideas. This was perfect because everybody thought that we were gonna shift into, oh my god, just the crypto. But this is just as important, because if you don't deal with if you don't hit this in the head, I don't know, people are gonna probably shift off. But that's up to them. You need to hear this, because if you want everybody around you to learn and feel comfortable with you and grow with you, how they preach it here. Oh my God, yeah, grow, grow, grow. You got to make sure you're in the right niche. You got to make sure that people surrounding you are actually there to grow and progress, not just to like, and find this and find that. Like, you'll realize it. You'll realize it. And once you start to have personal conversations and you start to follow these people, because obviously you're going to do your homework. You don't go into something blind. And with that homework being done, these conversations, because I get on a personal level with everyone, really. And you could ask the AD. I speak to Venture. I speak to Viking, Dustin Dio. Anybody that I make that constant communication with, I like to know who they are. Why? Because I'm surrounding them. I'm feeding them my energy. My energy is costly. Why would I waste that on something that I'm not only am I bringing negativity to that person, because maybe, yeah, they might back you up, because there's a lot of sheeps out there that all they want to do is follow. Yes, but I'm not that person, so I need to know who I'm talking to. Who am I constantly saying hi to and constantly giving them my blessings as a good human being that I am? And if you're bad or good, I'll still give you the blessings, but am I wasting my time giving you my time and my efforts? That CKJ, like I tell CKJ all the time, you don't owe me anything. I'm here because I believe in your cause. I believe what you've done is right.
Yeah.
You flourish. You make this market flourish, believe it or not. Because if he doesn't send a good message, we all do.
Yeah.
We're a reflection of the creator.
Yeah.
So anything we do outside of that little circle, that's on us. But we know to stay respectful and to keep it clean. And that's as far as I'll take it. And everybody that's on there that knows me, know that I'm speaking the truth, because I do it with action. I don't talk. No, if I tell you I'm going to do something for you, I do it.
Yeah.
And I try to do it as fast as possible to get it out of the way so I don't forget.
Oh, yeah, man. I am a firsthand example of that.
So, and I think one of the times that you were like, oh, I don't know, something about videos or something. And I told you, oh, no, you're a superstar. I don't know what. I was like, oh, if I catch you, like, it's a way of pushing that person and showing them, like, yo, I care about your stuff. Because if you actually like content creators' ideas and videos, I mean, they take a lot of time with this stuff. So if you like it, tell them. Don't just hold back. You know, I'd rather an organic follower than a person that doesn't want to hear me and they just subscribe just to subscribe. Like, to me, that's not worth anything. You're losing your time. And I mean, sorry, wasting your time. And I don't know what you have to say about that, DAD, but that's just my thought.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't disagree with the word you said.
You never do, bro.
Same page, man.
You just know who you're around. Just know who you're around and don't go in blind into anything. And that goes both ways. So it's like crypto. Yeah. Don't invest into anything because somebody said, okay? I hear that all the time. No, but this person, you're not surrounded by financial advisors.
Yeah.
You came into the market because you want to know. So intake all the information you can, but always revert back to the company. Read the white papers. Read the information that you need to read. Don't read articles that are written or blogs that are written by people, because they can write whatever they want and exactly. Nobody's to stop them. The bigger the FUD, the better the article, because they go by clicks.
Good.
So you need to assess what information you're actually getting. And this is why I know that a lot of the CEOs, and that's why Joe Katz sometimes when people make these articles and stuff that he'll comment in there, I just think he's just messing around with people's heads, because he's like, people are really like listening to this, you know, like I get that feed off of that sometimes. That's why I don't even follow any of that stuff, because I'm going to jump in a wormhole that I don't even want to be a part of. Let me stick to what I know, you know, and then ease my way out. Don't try to be comfortable, because nothing falls on anybody's lap. You got to work hard for everything you do. Doesn't matter what it is. If you choose the comfortable way, then you get the consequences of choosing the comfortable way. But if you actually choose to put an effort into it, and everything that you choose to dedicate yourself to, even with a little bit of time, doesn't matter. At least you put in the effort. And until you understand it, don't put a dollar into it. Because then you're going to be the one crying that, no, that this, that, that. I didn't have nobody to tell me, oh, buy this and do that and do this and do that. Like, no, nothing. I bought into ICOs. Like, I was, hey, Derek Rodman, hey, the ICOs. I didn't know nothing. And nobody was there to teach me. So that really sucks. That really sucks, because I work all my life, I've worked super hard. I don't mind the money, because the money can be made again. But it's just the fact that, wow, like any one of these people could have told me, yo, do this. And back then, though, that didn't exist. It was like, forget that.
Yeah. No, you like that. I know a lot of us still use the word pioneer, but a few years ago, it was a literal pioneer. I know a lot of people, I'm adding to what you're saying. A lot of people are frustrated. But if you've been here, you know, I'm thinking back to the person who was frustrated for the past 2 years, that it wasn't enough involvement or movement. Thinking 2 years ago, the word pioneer versus today pioneer, we're still early. As Chris Larson said, we're still early. In his mind, we're like 95, 96 of the internet boom. You know what I mean? And Brad Garlinghouse tends to use, we're in the 2 mile of the marathon. So they're both about the same timeline in a different analogy, different example. But today, pioneer, even though you're early, probably the top 2 to 5% of the planet, probably best case scenario, even are aware of the opportunity. It isn't what it was like pioneer. I mean, it was literally the wild, wild west, and it was pretty hectic.
People were losing their money left and right. Comfortable little wallets on your phone, like that didn't exist. You had to have a wallet on an exchange, and it was a mission. Well, at least from what I knew at the time, I didn't know nothing, but I oh my God, it was so hard. It was so hard. It was like, and I'm not even exaggerating. You know, I found out about Ripple through a woman that told me, oh, look, buy this. No, she said, oh, I'm a Bitcoin millionaire, whatever. I have the story on Koi if you want to see it. But she gave me a little paper like this. Literally, this is exactly what she did. She gave me a little paper like this, folded it up, and she was like, I'm going to give you instructions on what to do if you want to be like me in the future, right? Talking about a Bitcoin millionaire lady, I don't care about all that. All the flashy stuff, that shit, it doesn't captivate me. What captivated me was that she actually wanted to have a conversation with me. She was probably going through some stuff, and she wanted to share this with me. She wanted to pass this along, and I saw it as, I don't see that very lightly, because if somebody was sharing something with you, you have a choice. Either you take it or you don't, and that might have been an opportunity. So don't waste an opportunity if it's going to be like, okay, let me get the little piece of paper and look it up. So that's the way that I was thinking. And the only thing that she had inside was this. I'm thinking like, because she put this inside of a $20 bill, right? And she said, and it says, find me. I said, find me on her. So I'm thinking she's going to give me instructions. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be rich. What? Right? But her lesson was, I didn't go through it, but you're going to have to go through it. Meaning, because her story was completely different. I'm not going to get into that. But it's just the fact that you got to work hard for what you want. This is what she gave me. She gave me a little paper like that. That's what it said. What am I supposed to do with this? All I had knowledge was that she was a Bitcoin millionaire and that I needed to do this if I wanted to be like her. And obviously, you know, I got ambition. Yeah, of course I want to be like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be comfortable. Yeah. I want to have financial freedom. Yeah. I want to live my life. I don't want to live to work. I want to work to live. You know, people have the wrong concept. So, I actually looked for it. I busted my ass 2-3 weeks and I got it. I eventually got it, right? I got so frustrated with the whole idea of it and that at that time I collected 400 and I got out. Not that I got out, but I just like shifted from it, left it. Within like a year or two where things started getting a little more, a year or half a year, I kind of started getting back into it because now I had a friend that was talking about it. But he wasn't even there for me. Like he would feed me, he would bomb me up. And I'd be like, oh God, I gotta figure this out. And then little by little, I started building on it and building on it and building on it. And this is where I am now. And I will never express something or tell you something that I haven't experienced myself. If that's the case and I'm going through it right now, I'll tell you, hey, once I've gone through it, then I'll tell you exactly how it went. Because a lot of people just, they feel like, oh, I don't want to be in this alone. So let me see if this guy will jump in with me. You know? Like, no, jump in by yourself. Take your man, you know the answers, the consequences of your actions. So if you go in with that mentality, you'll never lose. Because if you can't deal with the consequences, then you just don't do it. Period. Knowing that, like, why, you're not going to fall in a hole. But if you can't deal with it, don't bring somebody along with you. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't bring someone down, you know?
You know, if you,
take a step back, catch your breath, get your balance, and then come back strong and help somebody else stabilize themselves too.
Exactly. Exactly. And even when you're up there, or even when you're going up there, reach back and help somebody. Because you want your son to have, or your kid, or your daughter, or your whoever it is that you love, whatever it is, your dog, your cat, you want somebody to have the values, the kindness, the treatment that you gave that one person that just they don't even need much. All they wanted was an answer. Period. That's all it takes. Some problems are so easy to solve, but we make them more complicated than what they are because we don't give it the time of day. But if you just stop, take a breather, and listen, things will get a lot easier because now you don't have all that noise in your mind. We think 11,000 thoughts per second. So if you can let it out, you start to, okay, you start to analyze and take control. Stop being on autopilot. You know, listen, we're not trained to do that. So when you don't, I understand, but listen, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Make somebody feel important one day, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that was a good discussion, man. We kind of like the last video, started somewhere and it just ended up somewhere amazing again. I think, I think this was good. I think we both kind of got a lot off our chest with that and got to share even within ourselves, venting to each other, showing that, you know, hey, you're not alone out there. All of us are feeling like that. It's natural. It's normal. It's a human reaction. It's an emotion. That's normal.
One thing I wanted to tell you, bro, when we talked on the phone for the first time, it was like we were kids at a candy store. Why? Because we had so much to say that people won't understand, and we thought people won't understand, but it was the same issues that we were clashing with, me and him.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going through that? Yeah, bro. Oh my God, you too? Oh, no way. Bro, how do you get over this? Oh, I do it like this. How do you do it? And that's what you feed off each other, right?
Oh man, it's amazing.
And it went by like this.
Yeah, so fast. And when the funny thing is I was standing out by the pool. I'm like, oh my God, my phone's at 1%. Hold on. Let me run inside and find a charger.
It wasn't even like, I'm going to go inside, find a charger. Okay, I'm plugged in, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's something.
Time flew by.
But you know what? Now you don't feel alone. Now you're like, okay, when I'm going through this, I can call this person and he can help me out with this. So like I told you, oh, look, what do you need? You need to do this, do Zoom or whatever. Even if I don't know how to do it, I'm a helping hand, right?
You can't
build a house. Like one person can't build a house unless they got help. Like honestly, nowadays.
Yeah.
Pick up those rocks, I pick up that sand, you know? It's crazy, but that's the way life is. And it's gotten easier with technology, but
yeah,
don't get too comfortable.
Yeah. And a quick wrap up of this one. We've probably made a longer one, which is great. It's been a great, but I think the, from the first, from the last video to this one, we kind of connected and gave the last video closure. And I think this video was good because that was really, we kind of wanted to just, I wanted to surprise you with that information. I thought it was exciting because it kind of gave the rest of the answers from the last video. And I think this video, we kind of got into XLM a little bit. We got into XRP a little bit and we were able to go through the history so that the new people could actually learn and understand. And there's going to be people who've been around as long as us and didn't know some of the information we shared. I think that was good too.
Correct.
But I think we kind of extended into, you know, sharing our thoughts and our feelings and our emotion, what we went through. But I think that was good for the people who are feeling it like we are, like we did, to hear, oh, wow, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. Even content providers are feeling the same thing, but they're still pushing out content. And the reason is because we believe in this. We know. And as many, again, hours as we've spent researching over weeks, months, days, years.
Hold on. Look at this.
And we're still here. You know what I mean?
Look at this. This is not like we don't just sit around.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And it's kind of sad though, too. Like that's another thing I wanted to space before we go. Like before I even put a video out, there's a dislike. It's like somebody, but I don't like that. I'm just mentioning it because I don't let it bother me, but it's sad because it will bother somebody else. You do all this work. You put in all this effort for people to learn something that we didn't have before, something, an approach, What is this? And we spent hours and hours and hours trying to perfect it and trying to give you guys something real good. And you put out your video, it hasn't even like touched ground yet, and there's already dislikes. Like, did you even watch it?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't care. But there's a lot of people that do, because they put in a lot of work and a lot of effort. And for somebody to just come and, oh, yeah, you know what? Just because this person, I'm going to, like, please, bro, get a life. Get a life. Do something positive with yourself. You know? Come find me. Come talk to me. I don't care. You know? But that's a waste of time. That's saddening. That's sad that we live in a place where people can't just let something slide that has nothing to do with them. They do it because they get a satisfaction out of it. That's an infection. You're not right. That's not right. You're affecting somebody that doesn't even know you, that you haven't had words with. Oh, it's an hour long? Oh, I don't care, like I said, but a lot of people do. And a lot of people take that very seriously. And that's why you have a lot of content creators drop off. The ones that you like, oh, where did he go? Where did he go? I wonder where he went to go do something more positive and to motivate people or in person or something. Somebody that he can deal with on a face-to-face basis. So don't ruin that for people that have amazing content, and maybe they're sensitive. You don't know. So, you know, try to be as discreet as possible. If you don't like something, move away from it. You know, they gave you the option with the thumbs down, and I don't know why they even give people that option. But honestly,
if you don't like it, that's true though.
Shift away from it. Like, that's causing anger within people. Like, because even if it does suck, you know, say it in your head. Say it in your head, and then start to like evaluate yourself.
Man,
oh, this sucks. Oh, and keep your opinions to yourself, because I don't want to hear them. You don't pay my bills. You know,
yeah.
You don't do the research that I do. I want the people that appreciate it to be on my page. You don't need to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
that's probably, I didn't mean to interrupt. That's probably a good point right there.
I'm sorry.
You don't like the content. It's like, just find somewhere that you do. And I've thought about actually doing a show on that. Maybe that's something we want to do too. I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know. But of content providers, and maybe that's something individual, so that somebody doesn't get mad at everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. And I would like to be, that's a topic that you would do kind of live, because you want people to get involved with it.
That's true. That's a good one, actually. Maybe that's something to do live.
Of course. You know, that's something that we can do live, and it'll be just like a chat. Because, yes, people get overwhelmed with the whole crypto scene. They do. Mm-hmm. They do get overwhelmed. They're frustrated. There's people that have invested a ton, and people make fun of these people. They want financial freedom just like you and me, and they don't see any other way.
Yeah.
So you can't laugh at these people, and you can't say nothing, because you don't know that. It's really, really sad how people kill themselves. Bro, I don't even want to go there, because I've seen it. You know, people get strained out. I can't afford my next bill. I put it all into this because this is what was built up in my head. You know,
yeah.
Maybe they never had it. Somebody say, oh, invest what you can.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they never had that. So they're ignorant towards, this is why you got to be careful what you do and what you say.
And I think for us as content providers, again, going back to so much research, when we hear, there's kind of two sides. When we hear, like, you and I, I'm going to be more specific. Mm-hmm. If we hear FOMO, we understand, oh, this is great. I love it. I love all this energy. But when someone else who doesn't do our research hears that, they're like, oh my God, what can I sell? My car, my house. And there's a story in UK, not even a joke. I don't know if you've seen it, but the guy sold his flat. I believe it was $275,000 at the time, on the way up when Bitcoin was like really, really, really top. Sold his flat for £275,000, dumped every penny into Bitcoin, and that was literally at the peak when it turned and went on its way down.
Yes.
The guy, you can find him on YouTube, and I almost believe that's the exact number. You could probably find guy invests £275,000. Maybe I should pull it up, but
Are you talking about? I think I know who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
He seemed a younger guy too. He's like our age, and maybe younger. He like lost all of it.
Everything.
Like, he lost all of it because it tanked. He was like pretty bummed. He's like, I learned my lesson. You know, I still believe in it, but I was a very expensive loss. And he didn't know what to do. I mean, he tanked out. He's like, whoa, I got to get out of this before I lose everything.
And then at that moment, he's going to need somebody that was in Bitcoin trading so he can make his money back. Because there's somehow, some way, you're going to be able to get your money back. You just need to put a little work, put in the effort, and you're going to find it. And you're going to want to recover your funds, especially if you did something like that happened to you. But you want to be that person that where somebody can go to. Be like, yeah. Oh, look, like this happened to me and I need this. Because when you're at the top of the world, you feel like you don't need anybody. But that's not really the reality. Because people get old and people get crippled and you end up miserable by yourself. You know? That's all you take with you is your memories, to be honest. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I think we can probably close off with the final statement. Basically, on the investment where we're discussing now. Again, remember, if we're content providers, we're not like financial advisors. Just remember, if you're going to invest something, the number one rule you'll probably hear from any content provider is don't invest more than you can throw away or afford to lose. We know this is exciting, and that's what we're here to do is share our research. And because we're excited, we know where it's headed.
And
it's not get rich quick. You can. I mean, if your timing is perfect, you come right in and then all of a sudden it launches and you're at the peak. That is very lucky. That is one in a million. That's not normal. That's not common. And that's what people love about crypto. But again, digital assets, all, you know, it's just basically the same thing. Even a crypto is still a digital asset.
Everybody has a gift. And some people can move markets. Some people can't. My gift is that I could talk. I could talk to pretty much anybody and get along with them. Even if they hate me at one point, eventually they won't, because that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm on planet Earth for. It's not.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to continue to give that or feed that.
Damn.
So eventually it gets to a point where that person has to learn to accept you or shift away. Bye. You know, I'm always going to be here. I'm not going to move because you decided that you're mad. I'm on my path. You know, you want to either flourish with me, you want to move with me, or you want to move against me. But I'll leave it at that. And if you like the content, smash the likes, subscribe, notification bell. And we'll be sure to bring you more content. Please let us know what you thought about this. I mean, we're experimenting. We really touched base with the last video, but we shifted into this and it was perfect because it needs to be said. We need to talk about it. And please leave the comments. Leave something in the comments. You got anything to say before we close?
No, man. That I've said everything. Everything.
Well, I appreciate your time. And we definitely got more planned. We're on fire, baby. Take care, guys.
Night.